Let's go ahead and knock the dust off this thing. So we're back at it. Off air flair.
We don't want to talk about how long it's been. Let's just talk about we are back.
We are back.
Took a Christmas vacation, if you will.
Yeah, for like ever. A sabbatical.
Hey, we got busy. It was holiday time. Mm-hmm. We were working with our charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody's going to judge us for that.
Yeah, so in the past few months, what has happened? Holidays.
Yes.
Spent too much money. Now trying to pay that stuff off, that mm-hmm. pay off the debt that we acquired.
New TV for my birthday.
Oh, hey. went to Monster Jam.
Yes.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. Aquaman came out on DVD. That's cool. Just things that are important in my life. And then we also added a new staff member here.
Yes, we did.
At the radio station. So that's what really sparked this conversation. At when do you start feeling like you've crossed over to be old? And she made me feel that way.
She made you feel that way?
It's to the point where, like, when she first got here, very polite, really sweet, and we were really enjoying having her part of this
team. So glad she's here.
20 years old, and I remember I started here when I was 19. So I really can't, I mean, I can empathize with her. I know how it is to be the new kid,
sure.
The young kid, trying to, like, feel your roots, get a routine, yada, yada, yada. Here I am, 31. And she comes in to ask me a question and goes, "Yes, ma'am." And I went, I felt the gray hairs just sprout. Ting, ting, boink, 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 boink. All over my head. Oh, it was painful.
I don't run into that, to be honest, because mine's already turning gray, but I'm okay with it.
Right.
So I'm not necessarily worried about it. But I haven't gotten the sir, but normally my alternative is my father's sir. You can call me Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my playoff.
Ha 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 ha.
Right. But again, I think one of the things for me is when you talk about crossing over, I have caught myself saying it a couple of times, kids today, mm-hmm. and I want to punch myself in the face.
Yeah, I'll say, like the kids say.
Yes.
Like the kids say. I shared something on Facebook the other day, and I was like the kids say, my ride or die. She's my ride or die. And we read something, actually, that was kind of an article on when you should stop using, like, new slang terms and stuff, like the kids today. And they said, according to the study, that a majority of people say it's about, like, the 43 range. But 6% of people who are obviously way younger than us say, after 25, stop using, like, our cool little terms we're coming up with.
Ouch.
Yeah, that does sting a little bit.
That's been like a decade.
Yeah,
so,
like, goat was on the list. But I'm like, I'm sorry. We've used the word goat, like, greatest of all time. Michael Jordan, hello.
Exactly.
Ric Flair, hello. We've used that for, like, a lot of Tom Brady. Like, we've used that for a lot of people. But, like, hangry, that was on the list. We shouldn't be using that.
I tell you what. I'd like them to bring that subject to me when I'm hangry and see how much I can and can't say.
Josh Mudd, cinnamon buns, please.
Hulk smash.
Another one was bay. Now, I don't need to use, like, bay.
Like the body of water?
No, like, down by the bay, down by the bay.
That's kind of, I was.
No, like, my boo.
Oh.
A slang term with another, my significant other.
Oh, I'm married. I don't have to worry about that.
Right, exactly. And what was another one? On fleek?
Have you used on fleek? I've never used it.
You never?
It grates on my nerves to hear that phrase because I don't know what that means.
It's like on point. Like,
I mean,
my niece one time when I got a new eyebrow pencil and she looked at me and she's like, "Your eyebrow's on fleek." And I was like, "Excuse me? Is it okay?" And apparently that was a compliment.
Right. That's the thing. On point, I get. Like, some of the terms that come out of left field.
Like, we would say, like, winning. That's winning.
What is fleek?
Yeah. Or I've heard you say, that's money.
Oh, that's
money. Or something like that.
Yes.
But so now you can say, on fleek.
I'm not going to say that.
I want to challenge you to take one of your phrases and switch it up with, like, a new 2019 millennial catchphrase phrase.
Do you realize what my gripe with millennials is? We've done podcasts on my gripe with millennials as a whole.
I know. I remember it was a couple years back when Hot Minute. That was a big thing. Because someone used that in a sentence with me, and I was like, what? And she's like, I ain't seen you in a hot minute. And I was like, huh?
It's been like a week.
Yeah. So I find myself using that. But that like phrase has like aged out. That's like 10 years old now. So, I mean, in a hot minute. So
right.
I'm sure people are like, what is she talking about? Hot pockets. Don't eat.
That is the longest minute ever.
Isn't it? Don't eat it right out of the little cardboard thing because you will burn the roof of your mouth.
No. Scald go big or go home.
Really?
Make it count.
don't be able to taste anything okay, for a whole 2 weeks afterwards because that hot ham and cheese. Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Well, but think about it like this, though.
Okay.
Studies have also said coffee is only good for the first 2 minutes. Then it loses its flavor. Well, that's the hottest 2 minutes. So
I will sip down a coffee, but I do.
You're an iced coffee person.
But I will order one, and even your wife's like, did you even enjoy it? Like, I'm like, done.
That's shot it. Glass.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
I don't drink coffee, but I get it.
Before I jumped on the stage to do karaoke. But yeah, so young kids. And that's another thing, too. Taking a selfie with particular products and brands. I've taken my nieces to a coffee chain. Surprise, you'd probably know what I'm talking about. And they have to turn the cup so you can see the label, have the straw in their mouth, and then be like, boop, Snapchat.
Yep.
Hanging with auntie, getting a pink drink. And I'm like, okay, cool.
But see, branding's been around a while, especially for athletes who have sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do a lot of NASCAR on the station. Have you ever noticed the moment anybody hops out of the vehicle, it is their drink of choice? It has nothing to do with whether they enjoy it or not. I've watched some of the guys gulp it down and go, oh.
Oh, my. If they're like, here, drink this Fresca. I don't care.
But they sell it because that's the thing. And I think that's kind of spawned this branding or kind of being on the level. Because when was the last time you said on the level?
On the level, yeah. Exactly. On my level. Mm-hmm. Clap back.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's one, like a retort. That was on the list. And I do use no tea, no shade. Shade. You use shade.
I did.
You did use shade.
I got
you
one of our cohorts
Alex
older
Bartimus.
Than us. To say
Alex
shade.
Bartimus, and he was like, what's that mean? And we're like sitting under a tree? No. That's not it.
No.
So, yeah. So, but it's just interesting. And you and I were talking about there's some other folks that work here that you realize you were like a decade older than. And it's really just kind of.
Yep. It doesn't feel it. And I don't know if that means they're more mature or I'm not as mature or we just have that good of a working rapport that you don't feel it.
I think so, too, because I think it's probably like our time has come for us here. Well, I know me being here, like I said, I started here 19 years old. So we have a lot of folks that stay here. We have pretty good tenure, which is really rare for radio. But we're like a big dysfunctional family. It's amazing.
Yes.
But I remember starting here and certain folks that are still here. So it's like, well, I've been here, you know, over 10 or so years. So they've gotten older and I've gotten older. Mm-hmm. And I've never like viewed us on that level until it was something like, oh, I had my first grandchild where I'm like childbearing years.
Right.
That's when I get the disconnect there. But other than that, it's like we work together so closely and are like such peers and so close. It really doesn't kind of register with me.
No.
Or if it's a birthday and we're throwing a significant like, oh, their 50th birthday party or whatever. And it's like, oh, wow. But it also makes it kind of like bittersweet and kind of surreal. Like when you have people that like, you know, we've had several retire and you're like, oh, my gosh. And you don't think of it in that like aspect of time and like, oh, they're retiring. Why? And you're almost like, why? And you're like, well, yeah, go ahead and retire. Enjoy, your days while you can.
Well, and see, that's one of the things for me is like you and I have a several year age gap. Doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way. And I don't know if that's just because. Because
I'm awesome.
Okay.
It's just because but I will tell you, I've always like gravitated towards older people. I don't know why. I've always like hung out with older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that, it created and cultivated an older soul and a sense of humor and just maybe a maturity level. I don't know. But then I still am like.
Right. Because you still have those 12-year-old boy mentalities. I've been there. I've seen it. We all do.
Yeah.
It's just. I was just kind of surprised because when you really take a step back and think about it, there are people here that, like our new girl, for example, I'm 15 years older than she is.
Yeah.
We all get along just like we're all in one big neighborhood.
Yeah.
You talked about the dysfunctional family. That's it. That's what this is. We've got people from so many different cuts and creeds and age ranges, and it really makes for one melting pot of creativity for us. And it shows. I mean, you can tell with everything we do around here.
Well, and it's like it's a learning process too because – you know, there was a time where we were teaching people things.
Yep.
And now we have someone who is 10 years younger than us telling us about things. Or was she, yee-yee? That's a thing. Have
I'm
you
not,
heard
that's
that?
Not a thing. I refuse to acknowledge that being a thing.
And some like, yee-yee? And I was like, what? What?
We both looked at her like she'd sneezed.
Are you okay? Do we need to call an ambulance? What's going on? Are you choking on something? So it's crazy. And I just, and my best friend and I, we will Snapchat each other. And I feel like that's a younger platform, but that's a way for us to like video and stuff. And I've noticed people are connecting that way. So I try to like build up my social media connection with listeners and stuff. So I'm doing it, but it's a cool way to like almost FaceTime without an extensive FaceTime period, like little blurps.
Without the time commitment.
Right. I think it's like it's texting on an elevated level.
That's
and
right.
And you're not loading up your phone with pictures and
yes,
because
it
memory.
All goes away. It's so nice.
So can be creepy. Let's just throw that out. That creepy.
I think that goes with everything.
Yeah. I think everyone has its creepy moments. But it's just crazy because, I mean, she was talking about she works in Greensboro for a nonprofit company, and they had a class come in and do a tour. And she says, I remember being those college kids going into like an office, a business, and doing a tour.
Right.
And she goes, I said certain things that I'm like, oh, you and I would have laughed at that person and been like, what's wrong with her? We're not going to this tour.
Right.
She's a loser. And here we are, roles reversed. And it's like, oh, wow. Wow. You know, and just feeling grown up. It's just crazy.
And see, that's the other thing. Like, again, one of the things we were talking about, some of my coworkers, I do high school football coverage here. These kids are like 18, 19. I'm 17, 18 years older than some of these kids. And it's like, holy smokes, we're all kind of in that same, we're all in the mix. We all want the team to win. We all want the team to do well. So age doesn't become an issue.
Right.
Coaches are the same way. I mean, they motivate those kids. They work with them all the time.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't see it as much because I grew up in a family of teachers, and you kind of have to bridge that gap some.
Right.
So maybe I am more attuned to it, but it's amazing to me because I'll sit there and I'll go, these kids are 18. Why in the world do they want to talk to me at 35?
Okay, so here's another flip on that. Do you ever look at, like, youngsters and you're like, I did not look like that when I was 18. I did not look like that when I was 16, 17. Like, I look at my pictures and it's like, that awkward kid.
Right.
Look at how awkward she was with her big old braces and her, like, bangs and just lack of fashion. And then these kids are like, I'm like, whoa.
On fleek.
On fleek. That's what it is. They're all on fleek. You use
that sounded weird to say it.
We almost need, like, a buzzer or, like, a bell anytime you use, like, a from now on, anytime we use, like, a millennial phrase. Bing.
Oh, boy.
Like a ding.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I need to find some or wah, wah, like just a duck quack.
Wah, wah. The old bike horn.
Pee Wee Herman style. But then it's yes.
Yeah. And how many kids know Pee Wee Herman?
My son does. But thank you, Netflix. Obsessed with Pee Wee Herman. And then my mom was like, are you going to let him? I was like, Mom, that's a whole nother conversation. We're not going to go into Pee Wee Herman.
Cowboy Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I remember, Morpheus. I remember playing for my nieces, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes.
Charlie Daniels. And they were like, what's this song?
You told
and
me
I was
about
like,
that.
Are you serious right now?
I do that some here when I'm on the air. I'll occasionally have songs that come up and I'm like, good grief. Can you guys, and I'll say it, I'll share it with the folks on the air. Can you believe that song's a decade old?
Yeah. Because
some of it was stuff that I practice on and I learned on when I first came here. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Isn't that weird? Like some Rodney Atkins songs that came out or like Jason Aldean's Amarillo Sky was new when I was here, and now he's getting an Artist of the Decade award.
Artist of the Decade. It hurt my feelings a little.
Oh, gosh. It stung. And then you have, like, the young country artists that are coming up, and they're, like, 24 years old. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it's, it hurt when it was Taylor Swift because she was, like, 16. But then you're like, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
She is almost like a Leanne Rimes. She is, like, somebody that's in a different caliber. They're going to market her.
Almost.
Yeah. She's a beautiful girl. She's talented. She's exuberant. All these kids, like, look up to her. So when you have the preteens that are going to grow up with her and continue to support her, that's great. But now when I look at people that are younger than me and, like, way more successful and we're playing their music and you're like, whoa.
Right.
What was
I doing?
What
did I do different?
Yeah. What path? But no.
I wouldn't trade this for the world.
Oh, absolutely not. But it's just interesting just to look at.
Sure.
Just being in the, I guess, driver's seat. Like, whew, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is
nuts. I mean, I remember, like, my parents were 33 when they had me. So then I think about, my parents have always been parents, mature. And I'm like, wow. I'm I don't think I'm that caliber, but okay.
It brings certain, a whole world of judgment questions now.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so is there anything that you guys feel like you've aged out of? I think there's some department stores maybe I've aged out of. I won't shop in certain department stores, you know, that are particularly geared towards preteens, teens. I think it's more of a girl thing.
Right, because
like Aeropostale. We wouldn't shop there.
No.
Because, I mean, I think after you're like 18.
Is it shameless to say that I can't fit in most of the stuff even when I was that age, so I've never taken part in it?
No, that's all right. I mean, I think I think some of these stores need to have a little more variety because then you have – this is a whole other podcast that we need to do.
Yes.
How different things are cut differently.
Yes.
Where I've lost like 90 pounds and I'm like, I'm this size. And I go in a store and I'm like, oh, I have to go two sizes up in these jeans and I want to die. But that's a whole different – but you have to learn to let stuff go – and that things are cut differently and all. But we should do that. That'll be a whole other.
See what we can come up with.
We'll have 2 hours.
We're revamping this thing. We're coming back.
Breathing life into it. It's coming back. We're going to try to be a little more diligent on it and make time. That's my goal for 2019. Let's make time.
Let's do it.
Make time. So don't feel old.
No.
You're not.
Nope.
I did pluck out 3 gray hairs, but I had my hair done, so we're good.
Age is a number. I shaved my head.
Yeah, there you go. That should be on a t-shirt. Age is a number. I shave my head.
Yes. All right. See, now we can make a fortune doing that, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Watch out, 25. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, because it's going to be on fleek.
God, no. Nope.
Mm-mm. We're going to be the goat. Snap back, clap back, lights on.
I'm relying on
clap
you for
on.
Most of these. I'm
clap off. That's what I'm talking about. Not clap back. Clap on.
That just makes life clap easier. Off.
Some of those commercials, I'll be like, you don't remember that?
Yes. The as seen on TV hurts my feelings.
Oh, it does. Billy Mays, rest in peace. Oh. OxyClean. All right, bye.